Welcome to the Cult Film Showdown's teaser trailer for our next series. You've joined us for Masters of Horror, for Inappropriate Saturday Morning Cartoons, and for The Hitchhiker. And we're back with another short run of something totally different. We are calling these Octagon Inappropriate. My name is James Cotta, and I am joined by Nick Boxer.
Hey, oh, I'm excited. Obviously, I'm not ready for the Octagon either.
And Jack Hall.
Yeah, it's good. This is, I'm still hitchhiking, by the way. And this time it is my thumb. You just can't tell the difference.
So, after doing a longer run of the Masters of Horror was over 20 episodes. We did 10 of Saturday Morning Cartoons, 10 of The Hitchhiker. So we're going to go a little shorter with this, somewhere between 3 and 6. And but we're getting back to movies. We're calling this one Octagon Inappropriate. Jack,
I
you had this
you
idea.
Use finger quotes on movies.
I mean, it'd have to be if you said film. It's so far, it'll be so far away from cinema that you can't possibly. Jack, explain the concept.
Well, basically, because we're doing all these TV series, I just thought it'd be fun for us to get back to doing movies. But we don't want to do the movies without our fourth member. And so I can't even think of his name. It's not Brad Dock. It's, I can't remember his name.
Stanley Adu. Stan Adu.
Stan Adu. There you go. Stanley Adu. There you go. He's our fourth member that is helping judge the Octagon. And he is being unavailable for an extended period. And hopefully someday we'll get back to putting movies into the Octagon. The Octagon is where we judge movies based on 5 different criteria: schlock appeal, more heart than budget, WTF moments, memorable moments, and I can't remember the fifth one. Anybody remember what it is? No, we don't.
More heart than budget. Did you say that one?
I did say that one, yeah.
Then I don't remember.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The point is that it's been a while since we've judged any of these movies. And so I thought it'd be fun for us to go back and do some movies, but movies that we wouldn't put in the Octagon for one reason or another. They're just not appropriate for that show, but there'd still be really fun movies to discuss. And so we're each bringing a couple, one and an alternate, and we'll take, as many as we kind of agree to watch. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think you guys are going to bring it on this episode. And I'm really curious as to what you think is super fun to talk about and appropriate for the Cult Film Showdown, but not appropriate for the Octagon.
All right. Well, I think we can jump right into it. We will be using the Gimmerator, patent pending, to generate a random number from 1 to 3. There's no 3-sided dice, by the way. I looked into that. That wasn't going to work.
Yeah, that would actually be hard to pull off. There should be, but there is. No, there is. No, there isn't. It'd be impossible.
No. It's probably there's probably like a physics thing that makes it not work. All right, prepare and generate. We're starting with Nick.
Well, I decided to pick my, and I maybe just deciding to torture everybody, including myself, by picking movies that perhaps weren't ready for any sort of viewing experience, being as they are so incredibly low budget. And we've done low budget before, but man, these look at. My first pick was Killer Rack, about a movie about, breast implants that kill people. Can easily be found on Tubi.
How much budget do you need to make that work?
Well, we're going to see.
It does co-star Debbie Rashawn and the great Lloyd Kaufman. So be intriguing. I'm going to say
it sounds like it might be one that would score well in the Octagon. We'll see. We will not be scoring
these in the Octagon.
We will be talking extensively about them, but we will not be giving any sort of score.
That's right.
To note that.
I will say that I rate everything on IMDb. I did not give this a good score when I watched it, but I don't remember watching it. So. I tried it at some point. But again, one of the things that Jack had brought to us was part of the concept being that movies that we may have watched, but we haven't watched them with what we call the Boogaloo lens, the looking at a film from the perspective of those five categories. Cult Film Showdown watches movies, which is, as we always say, not about objective quality. All right. We're going to gymrate again. Prepare to gymrate. Gymrate. I'm up.
It'll be interesting to hear you up, because you're the one who was like, I'd like to find at least one movie one of us hasn't seen. And I went, I'm pretty sure you should have seen my movies. So be curious as to see if you can pick one here that Nick and I haven't seen.
Well, I was excited to look at this concept because there were lots of films that there were kind of categories of films that never made it to the Octagon, because just the category would be enough for one of the two of us to kind of be turned off. So in this case, just simply newer. If you look back over the Octagon, something like a third of the movies came out in the space of 3 years. It's the mid-80s, kind of, it's just peak VHS. And it's also the time that we were teenagers. So the movies that will imprint on us as well. But even ones we hadn't seen came out during that time. I'm going to bring something that I found fairly recently. I found this one on Tubi. It stars an actress that I really came to enjoy her work. Great low-budget actress named Ellie Church. And this one's called Jesse's Supernormal Regular Average Day. Anyone seen that?
What's the reason it wouldn't be in the Octagon?
Too new is the main thing. It is pretty low-budget. So as Nick said, that's something that struggled in the Octagon was it's lower budget and there's lower budget and then there's lower budget. There's lower budget and then there's, found money on Kickstarter, lower budget. So this is by the director Brian K. Williams, who did another, I think there's two or three of his films on Tubi. He also directed Space Babes from Outer Space, which I think is also on Tubi. He's only directed three films and a short. But Ellie Church is the reason that I'm putting this in. This was the film I discovered Ellie Church in, and she has just gone on to such fun things, including Kill Giggles, Brides of Satan, Thrust. She had previously done Amazon Hotbox, which is a wonderful film, and also in Space Base from Outer Space. So, Jesse's Supernormal Regular Average Day, which is available on Tubi. Jack, that makes you up.
Yeah, my movie, I think, is on Tubi, too, actually, at the moment. I think it was just recently added. I'm going with a movie that is a cult film in every single way, from its star to its plot, to the elements in it, but happened to have a big budget. It's a $35 million budget, which means that it's about 100 times more than what we'd like to see in the cultural showdown. And that basically disqualifies it when one of the categories is more art than budget. Nevertheless, if you watch this film like a cult film, like a B movie with a cult film showdown lens, you're going to have a ton of fun because there is some WTF moments and some, I can't believe I'm watching this and what were they thinking and everything like that. And it does start, like I say, a B movie legend, you could say, in the muscles from Brussels, Jean-Claude Van Damme, but the film is Sudden Death.
I've seen that in a long, long time and definitely haven't seen that with the Boogaloo lens. This is the
Boogaloo lens will give it a whole, there's elements in this you're going, really? Trust me, I saw it a couple of years ago.
Pardon me? Is that the hockey one or the prison one?
That's the hockey one.
The hockey, okay.
I love it. I have not seen that in a long time. My teenage nephew spends a lot of time with my wife Lacey and I. We're now showing him some of the classics, some of the great works that need to be shown to every child. Bloodsport, what we watched last time he was over.
This with him. I mean, it's basically Die Hard in a hockey arena. with Jean-Claude Van Damme, sorry. How can you go wrong?
Nice. All right, do we want to do another cycle?
Let's just go with the same order.
Okay. Nick, what's your next one up?
Okay, well, last time I went with extreme low budget. Now I'm going extreme high budget, but I'm adding in a showdown director that all his films could be considered suitable for the cult film showdown. However, on this one, they spent too much money and the plot line is just way not Boogaloo. I am picking U-Bowl's classic In the Name of the King, a dungeon siege tale.
Oh, I'm afraid. I'm not afraid of Killer Rack. I'm afraid of anything U-Bowl.
But it's Jason Statham. But it's
funny because this is a guy who we wouldn't really put in his films in Octagon because they're essentially too shitty. they're supposed to be so bad they're good. They're just bad. And yet on the other hand, he's definitely a cult film, B-movie legend. And so something from his should be discussed on this show. So this is a perfect way to do it.
Again, I saw this one a long time ago, but I really don't remember it. That is one of the most epic titles in the history of film. that is not going to fit on a YouTube title for sure. And actually IMDb notes it on as the 96th bottom rated movie on the IMDb.
I totally don't think I'll have enjoyed this at all, but I do think I'll have lots to say.
Well, I mean, it does have a terrific cast. Lily Sobieski, who I had such a crush on, and John Rhys-Davies, who we've seen him in the Octagon. Must have seen Ron Perlman. We have seen Ron Perlman. We saw him in Masters of Horror. It's got an interesting lot of named people. I'm curious to get into this one. It again, like, put that lens on it. Now I'm trying to remember what I was going to do next. Kind of forgot there.
You forgot while saying the title of the film.
No, I forgot what I was going to do. No, I forgot what I was going to put in. That's my next one. All right. Well, one of the other things that seldom made it into the Octagon. So my second pick is also much newer. And it's what we didn't have a lot of course, Chinese film. Tons of China, like a few Chinese films made it in, but we definitely never had an Argentinian film. And we definitely didn't have one that you can find on Netflix. So the flick that I'm bringing as my second option here is Girls with Balls. After their van breaks down in the middle of nowhere, the women of a volleyball team must fight for their lives against a group of degenerate hunters. 77 minutes.
I think I looked at that like 50 times and have always meant to get to it, but never gotten to it. So far, I haven't seen any of the movies you guys brought.
Oh, that's great. Well, what's your last one, Jack?
I'm going with a movie that is absolutely a cult film, but it was done for I think it was shot from 70 to 72, and for $60,000, started off as a student film. It's a legendary director. It's a cult film. It got mild reviews at the time, and no box office when it was finally released theatrically, but has gone on to become a cult film classic. But it is probably too good to really be in that so bad it's good category. I don't think it's right for the Octagon, but it's a cult film we should be discussing. That's Dark Star by John Carpenter.
Oh, intriguing. Intriguing option, yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun. I mean, it's absolutely insane. I mean, you're talking about a movie where a space crew is being terrorized by a giant beach ball with claws, and yet it's too good for the Octagon.
Co-written
with Dan O'Brien, co-wrote it. Of course, wrote Total Recall's adaptation with Schwarzenegger and Aliens and Blue Thunder, and wrote and directed Night of the Living Dead. So Dan O'Brien is the other name behind the legendary John Carpenter, who of course also scores it.
O'Bannon, isn't it?
O'Bannon?
I think it's O'Bannon.
O'Bannon, I thought. What did I say?
O'Brien.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Oh. And I believe Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, yes, not Night of the Living Dead. You're right. Return of the Living Dead.
I was thinking it might have been the remake.
No, that's Savini.
Dark Star. Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, when we would talk about this show with others, when we tell people this is what we did, this is what we do, they always go to really kind of like the top, most well-known B movies, like your Plan 9 for Outer Space, your Rocky Horror, things that have been branded cult by the mainstream, and we're like, no, we're more talking about Jim Cotta and Hard Rock Zombies. If you could find it at Blockbuster, we probably have never had it on the show. we're the stuff that you had to go to a different rental store for because Blockbuster wouldn't carry them. So this is fun. When you started talking about Sudden Death, Jack, a movie that had a larger budget but is so much better if you watch through a Boogaloo lens, I really thought you were going with Catwoman.
Oh, no. No, I think Catwoman is just awful no matter what.
This was recommended to us, a style recommended to me from by a friend. The great comic artist Scott Kowalczyk mentioned to me, I said one day he loved Catwoman, but you have to go in, watch it. You have to know it's camp. You have to not try to fit it into the superhero genre at all. It's camp. And it is
maybe
so
I
much
should
fun.
Try it that way.
Maybe it's so much fun.
I've never given it that, but yeah, going with the right mindset for all these movies, yeah. Definitely.
And I think that's probably good advice for any movie experience. I think so many people give a negative review of something because it wasn't what they wanted it to be, rather than like, did you have fun? Like, was there explosions?
So true.
I mentioned my IMDb ratings. I always rate on what was the movie trying to be and how well did it do that. So like a Skinamax movie that's just really good at being a Skinamax movie might be like an 8 to a 10. It's not objective quality. It's just, it was really good at what it was supposed to do.
Poison Ivy is a really good Skinamax movie.
Yeah, I just, I've
I can put it up against Citizen Kane for what it is.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, it's about being good at what it is, at what it is trying to, like, if it's a thriller, is it thrilling? It doesn't have to be North by Northwest, but, you know, is it just, are there a couple of good twists, a couple of good surprises? I kind of wish I brought Catwoman, but I think too many preconceptions.
I was going to say, just sounds like there's a lot of interest in Catwoman. I'd be willing to offer up Killer Rat if you wanted to go that way.
That's actually pretty intriguing. You're saying pull Killer Rat and go with Catwoman?
Yeah, because quite frankly, I have never made it more than 4 minutes into the Catwoman.
And you know what? I've never watched it with that lens. And Killer Rack is a movie that I suspect could fit in Octagon. Possibly, you know.
It could.
I think that's a good idea. If you watch
3 seconds of Killer Rack, you go, oh, I get what this is. Cell phone movie.
That's true. It's we also did very little of Full Moon or Troma. And it was simply because it's, again, like it knows what it is, but it knows that it's a B movie and cult-ish. And like that stuff has, like, you have to come to that status organically. Every time you, like, I love a lot of Full Moon movies, but they know what they are. I'm good with that.
All right, I'm cool with it.
I think it's this is the.
I'll still watch Killer Rack because it's Debbie Rochon.
That's true.
But hey.
But this is a true test of the Boogaloo lens. This is a movie. Catwoman, not one that would ever have made it to the Octagon, because I think too many preconceptions. So this is we'll call that a Jim Nick joint film. So we'll be back pretty soon with the first episode will be Catwoman, and then Jesse's Supernormal Regular Average Day, then Sudden Death, In the Name of the King, a Dungeon Siege Tale, which is one movie, Girls with Balls, and Dark Star. That's an interesting set.
All right. We went in going, we were going to do between 3 and 6. We're doing all 6, and this is going to be, going to be a blast.
Sounds great. Make sure you subscribed on your favorite podcast app and on YouTube called Film Showdown. You can also find us on Instagram and on Patreon as the Cult Film Showdown. And we're sponsored by WeTalkPodcast.com, the home of the Octagon, our search for the ultimate B-movie. That's where the title Octagon Inappropriate comes from. And WeTalkPodcast has a Facebook, and they have a Twitter, and their website is WeTalkPodcast.com.
I love that somebody out there, while we were talking about the Octagon and listing the 5 categories and listed 4 of them, some guy was sitting there screaming at his radio or his computer going, it's this, it's this.
I know it's been a while, but so we got More Heart Than Budget.
Mm-hmm.
We got WTF.
Yeah.
Was that a separate category?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a separate category. Oh, WTF. Yeah. And then there's Memorable Moments and Schlock Appeal. There was one more.
Yeah, there was.
Is it weird? I think WTF was the one you missed in the recording.
No, I'm pretty sure I said WTF.
Well, maybe someone could put that in the comments.
I'm looking it up right now. Somewhere. I've had enough.
Yeah. only said that for the part of, that I'll tack on to the end of the episode.
I gotta know.
All right. And